To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The text that we'll center our thoughts upon this morning is found in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, whom Scripture refers to as the Lord, our righteousness. Dear friends in Christ, I'm from Seattle. The biggest summer attraction in Seattle is Seafair, and the biggest attraction at Seafair are the unlimited hydroplane races. It's pretty thrilling to watch the fastest boats on earth compete against one another. They're called unlimited hydroplanes because, unlike other sorts of boat racing, these boats can be any shape they want. There's no limit on what kind of fuel they can use or how big the engine can be. But you know, even here, unlimited doesn't quite mean unlimited. There are still limits. Boats and motors, for instance, have to weigh above a certain amount. Boats with more than eight cylinders can't use turbochargers or nitrous oxide, etc., etc., etc. In fact, whether you're talking about hydroplanes or ducks or anything else in this world, unlimited almost never means what it says. But there's one exception. Today we're going to learn, be reminded from God's Word, that God's forgiveness truly is unlimited. Peter wanted to know how far a believer is expected to go in regard to forgiving people. Well, Jewish law had an answer. Jewish law said that you were supposed to forgive the same person up to three times when he sinned against you. Well, Peter thought he could afford to be a little more generous than that. Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Wow, more than twice the legal limit. That seemed pretty generous. He wasn't really prepared for Jesus' response. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. No, Peter, God requires you to forgive your neighbor not once, and not three times, and not seven times, but 70 times seven, 490 times. Really, the answer Jesus is giving is forgiveness unlimited. That's the rule for believers. And lest Peter and the other disciples misunderstand the consequences of not forgiving your neighbor, Jesus told the parable of the unmerciful servant. You remember that guy, don't you? That poor fool, who after being forgiven an enormous debt of 10,000 talents of silver, turned around and had his fellow servant thrown into prison for a relatively paltry debt of 100 denarius. The wicked servant's punishment for his unwillingness to forgive was swift and terrifying. His master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, Jesus said, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Are you nurturing in your heart a grudge, anger, bitterness towards someone who's done you wrong? Beware. Beware. Jesus is making one thing clear. If you refuse to repent, you can lose your salvation. If you put limits on your forgiveness, you will not escape God's wrath. But there's hope here for us as well. It's not too late to heed Christ's warning. Our God is a just God, but as this parable so clearly points out, he is also a merciful and compassionate God. So let us repent of our hardness of heart and our sometimes reluctant attitude toward forgiving other people, and let's turn to God for forgiveness and healing. For in Christ, he truly is forgiveness unlimited. He's made a sure and certain way for each of us to escape the punishment that our sins deserved. And here's something interesting. because faith and mercy always produce fruits. Hearts that are overflowing with the gospel and faith simply can't help but respond. And in fact, you'll find out that when you have escaped God's wrath over sin, it's almost impossible to put any limits on how much you're willing to forgive other people. To forgive other people, it helps a lot to understand just how much God has forgiven you. You run into problems otherwise. There's a true story I heard about a missionary in the Philippines who was haunted by a sin that he had committed many years before. And he'd long since confessed it and been assured of God's forgiveness, but it still kept haunting his conscience. Well, one day he was visiting a devout woman of his parish, an elderly lady who was shut in, who had a bit of an idiosyncrasy. She claimed that the Lord Jesus came to her in her dreams and spoke with her. The pastor, of course, was skeptical about this. And to test her, he said, "The next time you talk to Jesus in your dreams, ask him what sin your pastor committed back when he was in seminary." Well, the woman agreed. The following week, the pastor asked, "Well, did Jesus visit you in your dreams?" "Yes, he did," she said. "And did you ask him what sin I committed back in my seminary days?" "Yes, I did." "What did he say?" "He said, 'I don't remember. I don't remember.'" My dear friends, if you ask the Lord about the sins of your past, he'll say the same thing to you: "I don't remember." On your knees, you can thank your gracious Lord for the forgiveness of his that is unlimited. It's 70 times 70 times 70 times 70 and on and on. Not only does your Heavenly Father forgive your sin, but for Jesus' sake, he forgets it as well. You know, people say forgive and forget. We often have a lot of trouble forgiving people, but sometimes it's impossible to forget. Not with God. God, for Jesus' sake, says to you in Isaiah, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins." So take a deep breath, because with God it's definitely forgiveness unlimited. Your sins, your 10,000 talents worth of sins, have all been forgiven, remitted by God. And that puts things in a bit of a better perspective, doesn't it? When we've been forgiven that enormous amount, the Holy Spirit gives us the ability, in turn, to forgive our neighbor. To gladly and willingly say with the Apostle Paul that we can be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Is it always easy? No, it's not. Some of the sins people commit against you will be serious and will be difficult to overcome. And yet, when God gives you faith to understand the 10,000 talents that you've been forgiven, it makes it a lot easier to show mercy unto others. Then their debts don't seem nearly as important. And then the boundaries on your mercy and the limits to your compassion, they'll begin to fade away and disappear. Jesus' words to Peter are for us as well: "Let your forgiveness be unlimited." I read a story a while back about a husband and a wife who were having a little bit more than the usual number of marital arguments. So the wife came up with a plan. For 1 month, she said, instead of criticizing each other verbally, they would each write down on slips of paper their criticisms of the other and put them into a fault box, one for the husband and one for the wife. And this they did. The wife was diligent in her approach. "Leaving the top off the jelly jar," she wrote. "Wet towels on the bathroom floor. Dirty socks not put in the hamper." And she put her slips in her box. And her husband, too, put his slips in his box. One evening at the end of the month, they sat down together to open the boxes. The husband opened his first and duly read all of his wife's criticisms and soberly reflected upon his faults, shortcomings. Then the wife opened her box and began reading. Only in her box, all the slips were the same. Each one said, "I love you." As you can imagine, they didn't seem to have a whole lot to argue about after that. And really, when you think about it, it's a case of one spouse's willingness to forgive the other that healed this relationship. And yet, even that is only the 100 denarius kind of debt, isn't it? That's the kind of thing that happens every day, that you can, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, will be able to forgive your fellow man. But don't forget the uncommon debt, will you? Keep in mind the 10,000 talents that your God in Christ has already forgiven you. Because with God it truly is forgiveness unlimited. For all your sins have been atoned for, washed away in the blood of your Savior Jesus. For the sinner who flees to Christ for forgiveness, there is no judgment, no criticism, no condemnation. Because of Christ, when you open your box from God, all the slips of paper say, I love you. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with the hymn that's printed on the piece of paper you picked up when you entered.